Ghosts of Everest, the authorized story of the search for Mallory and Irvin. Jochen Hemlep, Larry A. Johnson, Eric R. Simonson, of the expedition team that found Mallory on Everest, as told to William E. Notdurft.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Foreword by Claire Milliken. When Sir Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay made the successful ascent of Mount Everest in 1953, I had mixed feelings. I rejoiced at their success. It seemed especially timely, a gift to the young Queen Elizabeth on her coronation. But I wondered whether people would now forget my father, George Mallory, who had disappeared, along with his young companion, Andrew Irvin, during the final summit attempt of the pioneering 1924 British Everest expedition. My father chose Sandy Irvin as his partner for the summit attempt, rather than another expedition member, Noel Adell, who was a more experienced climber. In large part, I think this decision was made because Irvin had worked tirelessly for weeks to perfect the oxygen apparatus upon which their chances of success would depend. In the end, of course, it was Adell's sighting of the two climbers as they ascended an escarpment high on the final summit ridge and then continued upward into the mist that created much of the drama and controversy over whether the two reached the summit. My father and expedition leader Edward Norton...